my mom is too anxious about my baby brother to go to sleep. Doesn't she know that God is watching out for him?
Well, sometimes it's hard to sleep when you're worried about someone else. Do you find yourself awake at night sometimes? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So, do the worries of this world sometimes keep you awake at night? Sometimes after I've watched the news or heard about something bad happening in a faraway place, I have trouble sleeping. But one of my favorite verses is Psalm 4:8. It says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Our story for today is called Listening for Baby. Joel was used to the sound of sirens, squealing tires, and people's loud voices all through the night. Living in the city, he heard those things all the time, but he wasn't used to the beeping sound he heard now. Turning onto his side in his bed, Joel saw that it was 3 in the morning. He frowned. It was 3, and he had definitely just heard the microwave. Joel got out of bed and crept out to the small kitchen area in the apartment he shared with his mom, stepdad, and newborn brother. He found his mom at the table holding a mug. Mom grimaced. "Did I wake you?" Joel shrugged. "Is baby Robbie awake?" Mom shook her head, smiling as she looked down at the steaming drink in front of her. "Just me." Joel saw the baby monitor on the table and walked over to look at the screen. His new baby brother was asleep in his crib. "I was like this when I first brought you home, too," Mom said. "Too anxious to sleep because I felt like I needed to be awake to listen for you and watch over you." "He'll cry loudly if he needs you." Joel had witnessed his baby brother doing just that. "I know," Mom said. "Deep down, I know that. But I still don't feel comfortable sleeping right now." She stood and put an arm around Joel's shoulders. "It actually makes me think of how God is with us, always watching over us." "He never sleeps," Joel said quietly. "But you need to. Whenever I have trouble sleeping, you tell me that I can rest peacefully because Jesus is with me and I can trust him to take care of me. You can trust him to take care of you too, and baby Robbie." Mom chuckled and ruffled Joel's hair. "You're right, sweet boy. I think it's time for us both to get some rest." When Joel returned to his dark bedroom, he stared up at the ceiling. "You really are like that, aren't you, God? Always up and listening for us?" He smiled. "It feels good to know you're always watching over us." So how about you? Do your problems and worries ever keep you up at night? When you feel anxious, remember that God is always watching over you. He loves you so much that he sent his own son Jesus to save you from sin, and he promises never to leave you alone. He is always there to listen and care for you the way a loving parent cares for their child. Rest peacefully, knowing he is with you. Our key verse, once again from the Psalms, Psalm 4:8.
"In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety."
And our key thought today, God is always watching and listening. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a solar-powered audio Bible that holds a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Each purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.